Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the last Ali in Parsha's Vayetze. That's Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Mem Gimel. So we just heard a whole tirade, if you will, from Yaakov Avinu, and he had told Lavan that the reason why he ran away without telling him is because he was afraid that Lavan was going to take his daughters, and then he got upset that he went through all of his kalim and he didn't find his idols anyway. So now Lavan switches tactics. Vayan Lavan Vayerel Yaakov. Lavan spoke up and he told Yaakov, Habanis Benaisai, Habanim Banai, Vatsain Saini. Your daughters are my daughters. Your sons are my sons. Your sheep are my sheep. V'chalasharat Haroyal Lihu. Everything you see is really mine. And what could I do to my daughters or to their sons? What would I do to them today? Let's just see Rashi over here. Pasuk Mem Gimel. How could I even think about doing anything bad to them? Back to Chumash Pasuk Mem Dalad. Let's make a covenant, me and you. And he will be as an aid, as a witness between me and you. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Mem Dalad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is going to be the aid. He's going to be the witness. So back to Chumash Pasuk Mem Hey Vayikach Yaakov Oven. Yaakov took a stone, Vayirimah Matzeva, and he set it up as a pillar. Vayirma Yaakov Laechav, and Yaakov told his brothers, Liktu Avanim, go gather stones. Vayikchu Avanim Vayasu Gol, and they gathered stones, and they made a pile. Vayichlu Shamal Gol, and they ate there on the pile. Let's just see Rashi over here. Pasuk Mem Vav Laechav. What does it mean? He called to his brothers. Heim Banav. That's referring to his children. Shahayu Loi Achim. They acted as brothers. Nigashim Elav Letzaru Lemuchama, coming to his aid at a time of distress and war. So back to Chumash Pasuk Mem Zayin. Vayikra Loi Lavan Yigar Sahadusa. Lavan called this pile of stones. Yigar Sahadusa, v'Yaakov Karoloi Gal Eid, and Yaakov called it Gal Eid, which means a pile which is witness. V'Yomer Lavan, and Lavan said, Hagal Hazeh Eid Beinu Veincha Hayoyim, this pile is witness between me and you today. Alkin Karoshmai Gal Eid, that's why he called it Gal Eid. V'Hamitzbah Asher Omar, because he said, Yitzef Hashem Beinu Veincha, Hashem is going to keep watch between me and you. Kini Sasser Ishmei Re'ehu, that's because each man is hidden from each other, we're out of each other's sight, so Hashem is going to be the one to keep watch between us. And what is he keeping watch? Im Ta'anes Benoisai, if you afflict my daughters, v'im ta'ikach nashmal benoisai, if you're going to take other wives on top of my daughters, ein ish imanu, even though there's no man among us, re'el kim eid benu v'necha, Hashem is going to be the witness in between me and you. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk mem tes, v'hamitzbah asher amar, v'hamitzbah asher b'har gilad, this mitzbah that was on har gilad, u'kamash akasuf, like it says, v'yavaris mitzbah gilad, v'lom nikr shma mitzbah, why is it called mitzbah? L'fisha amar, kol echad mehem l'chaveroi, each one told his friend, yitzef Hashem benu v'necha, Hashem is going to watch between me and you, im taver sabris, if you annul, if you cross over the line of this treaty. Kini Saser, Veloy Nir Ishis Re'eu, we're hidden from each other, each man doesn't see his friend. Pasuk Nun Rashi, Benoisai Benoisai, Beis Pa'amim, he said my daughters twice. He said, if you afflict my daughters, and if you take more wives over my daughters. Av Bila V'Zilpa Benoisav Hayumi Pilegesh, Bila and Zilpa were also his daughters from a concubine. Im Ta'anez Benoisai, Limnoi Mehem Aynes Tashmish, if you're going to withhold Tashmish from them. Back to Chumash Pasuk Nun Aleph, Vayomer Lavan LeYaakov, and Lavan said to Yaakov, Hine Hagal Azeh, behold this pile, V'hine HaMatzeva, we have the Matzeva, Asher Yorisi Beinu Venecha, that I have cast in between me and you, Eid Hagal Hazeh, this pile is witness, Ve'eda Matzeva, and the Matzeva's witness, Im Ani Loi Evor Elecha Es Hagal Hazeh, that I will not cross over this pile towards you, Vim Ata Loi Savar Elias Hagal Hazeh, you're not allowed to cross over this pile towards me, Ves HaMatzeva Hazois, and this Matzeva L'ra, if it's for evil purposes. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Nun Beis, Im Ani Hare Im Mishamish Bolshein Asher Kamai Ad Im Dibarti Dvarai, L'ra for evil, L'ra Yata Oiver, you're not allowed to cross over the pile if you have evil intentions, Avalata Oiver. But if you want to go for business purposes, so then you're allowed to cross over this line. Back to Chumash Pasuk Nun Gimel, Lavan continues talking. Elokei Avram velihei Nachar yishpetu beinenu, the God of Avram and the God of Nachar should judge in between us. Elokei Avihem, the God of their fathers, vayishava Yaakov befachad aviv Yitzchak, and Yaakov swore by pachad aviv Yitzchak. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Nun Gimel. Elokei Avram, that's Kodesh, that's referring to Hashem. Velihei Nachar chol, that's referring to other gods. Elokei Avihem, that's also talking about chol, that's talking about other gods. Back to Chumash Pasuk Nun Dalid, vayizbach Yaakov zev. Bahar, Yaakov shechted animals on the mountain. This was just for them to eat. It wasn't a carbon. And he called his brothers to eat food. And they ate food. And they slept on the mountain. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Nun Dalad. As Rashi tells us, Shachar Behemus Lemishte, he shechted animals for a feast. Laechav for his brothers. Lavan. This is referring to the people that he loved, the people that he liked that were with Lavan. Lecho lechem, called Ramachal Kari lechem. Any sort of food is called lechem. Kamai avad lechem rav. Nashchisa eitz belachmai. Back to Chumash Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Aleph. If Ishkem Lavan Babaker, Lavan woke up early in the morning, Vayanashek Lavan of Livnoisov, and he kissed his sons and daughters, Vayvarches him, and he blessed them, Vayelech Vayashav Lavan Lemkaimai, and he went and Lavan returned to his place. Vayakov Halchadarka, Yaakov went along his way, Vayifgu by Malachi Elikim, and he encountered the Malachim of Hashem. Vayomer Yaakov Kasher Ra'am, and Yaakov said when he saw them, Machan Elikim Zeb, this is a godly camp. Vayikra Shem Mokemahu, Machanoyim, and he called the name of that place Machanoyim. Let's see Rashavir Pasuk Beis, Vayifgu by Malachi Elikim, what type of Malachim were they? Malachim Shal Eretz Yisrael, Bolikrasi Lavoisal. These were the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael. They came to greet him, to escort him to Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk Gimel in Rashi, Machanayim. Why did he call it Machanayim? It's an expression of two camps. Shtei Machanayim. It's two camps of angels. Shel Chutz La'aretz Shebo Imayad Kan. One camp was the angels of Chutz La'aretz that accompanied him until there. Vishal Eretz Yisrael Shebo Likrasai. And the camp of angels of Eretz Yisrael that came out to greet him. With this, we finish Parshas Vayetze. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.